short-term benefit of salvation, but the real benefit, the long-term benefit, is eternal glory and the escape from eternal judgment. And the way to this is not by sending your money to anybody. It is by repenting of your sin and embracing Jesus Christ as Lord and understanding that he died on the cross as a substitute in your place to pay the penalty for your sin and rose again as affirmation from God that he had accomplished that substitutionary work. That's the true gospel.
Well, thank you for that, John. And all of that serves as an excellent introduction for two hard-hitting messages you taught a while back that are very timely for what's happening these days. We're calling this two-part series, Toxic Television, a Biblical Answer to the Prosperity Gospel. And to our listeners, I know you're going to benefit from this. This is an in-depth biblical analysis and critique of the issues John and I have just been discussing. It's going to give you biblical truth that I think will help arm you to recognize and refute the outrageous practices that are going on in the name of Christ. And with that said, here's John MacArthur with Toxic Television, a Biblical Answer to the Prosperity Gospel.
The subject is the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. We can title this message with a question, does God promise health and wealth? One of the most unusual legacies of World War II has been what are known as the cargo cults of the South Pacific. Anybody who lives in Australia or New Zealand knows about them. Many Aboriginal island people, ranging from northern Australia to Indonesia, were first exposed to modern civilization through the Allied armed forces during World War II. The American military, in particular, often used these remote islands in the South Pacific as sites for temporary landing strips and supply depots. Some of you will even remember, and some of you will remember your history books, and be reminded of the fact that we were all over the South Pacific on remote little islands with our landing strips and our supply depots, so that we could keep our men in the air, particularly. And so when Americans and other allies came to these little islands and met these Aboriginal island people, they came bringing cargo. They flew in there, created these airstrips so they could fly larger equipment in there, and then they brought in huge warehouses full of cargo, and they left as quickly as they came when the war ended. The tribal people had absolutely no opportunity to learn the ways of civilization, but for a brief moment, they saw high technology up close. Cargo planes would swoop in from the sky, they would land,